Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, Jewish Camp Rocks, featuring the music that is electrifying Jewish summer camps throughout North America. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Jewish Camp Rocks.
Hey everybody, what's going on? It's your boy Jacob Spike Krause, and welcome back to another fantastic episode of Jewish Camp Rocks, right here on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock. This is the show where we feature songs and interviews from Jewish camps around the country. If you missed our latest episode on the URJ 6 Points SciTech Academy East, make sure you go and find that in the show archives as soon as you're done listening to this incredible episode. So let's get started. This week we're checking in on Camp Louise in Cascade, Maryland. Camp Louise is an all-girls camp that, together with its brother camp called Camp Airy, so together they're Camps Airy and Louise. Camp Louise is creating opportunities for self-growth, Jewish identity building, and life skills in a single-gender environment. I got to spend Shabbat with the strong women and future Jewish leaders of Camp Louise, and it really was a special experience for me. Hearing this community sing is so powerful, and I cannot wait to share their music with you today. Our first song is a Camp Louise favorite. This is Ufaratzta by Rabbi Noam Katz. So the Hebrew in this song talks about the Jewish people spreading out across the world in all four directions to the ends of the earth. As I've traveled around North America visiting camps this summer, I've taken to this concept more than ever. It is so clear and so powerful to see that Judaism is alive and well in every direction. There are young Jews on the West Coast, on the East Coast, in the South, in the Midwest, in Canada, across the sea, in Europe. We are truly living out God's promise to spread out in every direction. And as Noam puts so beautifully, these are young leaders that are working to inspire, to reach for higher heights, and to make differences in their communities. This is Ufaratzta by Rabbi Noam Katz on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Anana, 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 anana. Yama, vakedma, kedma, tzafona, vahanegba. Yama, yama, vakedma, kedma, tzafona, vahanegba. Kedma, tzafona, vahanegba.
was Ufaratzta from Rabbi Noam Katz from the album A Drum in Hand. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio. Camp Louise has a really awesome Jewish music initiative going on this summer, and I've invited head song leader Rachel Wollman to talk a little bit about what she's pioneering this summer. Hey, Rachel, I'm hoping you can share a little bit about what this initiative is and why it's so important to you.
So we are doing an all-female initiative, meaning every song I've taught this summer at camp has been written by women, and it's specifically important right now with the climate we're living in, as well as working at an all-girls camp. I mean, it makes sense to do it, you know?
I definitely hear that, and I know Camp Louise has a close partnership with songwriter, educator Naomi Less, who runs this Jewish Chicks Rock program, also about empowering young female Jewish songwriters. Now, you told me earlier that a conversation with your dad really sparked this idea in you. What exactly was that conversation that took place?
Sure. So my dad and I were talking a couple months ago about how there's not enough equality in the workplace, like back when he was applying for jobs, and how he didn't realize how important that is. And so he was explaining why that's important, and we kind of were talking about it in a Jewish sense as well, and how there's not enough women represented in the Jewish music world. And so he was like, you really should do something like that, because my dad is also a strong feminist, and he was saying how it is important for us to kind of have this, because if we don't have representation, how will we ever move forward? And so I made it my goal this summer to like find some of the best music written by women and teaching camp and teaching them that these are women writing these songs, that maybe some of these kids will grow up and write Jewish music.
Yes, absolutely. That is so important and such a powerful message. Of the songs that you've brought to Camp Louise this summer, is there one that really speaks to you?
I think the one that I really have been like loving a lot is Stand Up by Chava Mirel. It's so powerful, especially at this camp. Like the lyrics the kids have connected to so quickly, and they want to sing it all the time. And when they sing it, I don't even have to sing. Like they just got it, and they sing it with so much ruach. It's so beautiful and so powerful.
Awesome. And we have that right now for the people. So, Rachel, could you introduce it for us?
This is Stand Up by Chava Mirel on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other, stand up for mother, stand up for each other. We were put in this paradise, it's our job to guard her life. We were put in this paradise, it's our job to guard her life. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other, stand up for stands up for each other. Whoa, 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 whoa.
That was Stand Up from Chava Morel from the album Together as One. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio. So now that you've heard about Rachel's Jewish Female Songwriters Initiative for Camp Louise, our episode really would not be complete without a shout out to the OG, the original pioneer of female Jewish music. And I'm talking, of course, about Debbie Friedman, a woman who broke boundaries and shattered ceilings and wrote timeless melodies that speak to everybody and still speak to us today. And she didn't do this with might, and she didn't do it with power. She did it with her spirit, with her ruach and her music. Debbie's songs are still sung all over the world. She is a matriarch and a role model for these young Jewish girls at Camp Louise and for young Jews everywhere. This is Not By Might by Debbie Friedman on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
Just when you thought Jews couldn't get any cooler.
Jewish Rock Radio.
Jewish Rock Radio would not be possible without the incredible generosity of our major supporters. We send mega thanks to Nancy and Randy Green and the Gladys K. Crown Foundation in St. Louis, Missouri, Kathy and Craig Weiss and Rebecca Edelman in Memphis, Tennessee, and Ellen and David Wagelstein in Rockville, Maryland. Tadav Rabat to each of you and to all of our JRR supporters across the world. To help make JRR even better, you can make your tax-deductible contribution to JRR at jewishrockradio.com/support. Thanks again for supporting JRR and keep rocking out to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature songs and interviews from camp. This week, we're checking out music from Camp Louise in Cascade, Maryland. Our next song is The Hope by Rick Recht. It's one that the girls of Camp Louise scream and shout at the top of their lungs. Now, as a song leader, I love using this tune for communal singing. It's upbeat, it's got a great energy, and its call and response structure make it the perfect tune to encourage even the most timid and shy campers and staff to join in with you. The way that Rick blends Hebrew and English is a really great learning tool. And in the bridge, Rick throws in the last line of the Israeli national anthem, Lihiyot Am Chofshi Be'artseinu, right, to be a free people in our land. Just to tie this tune, this melody, and his song into Israel, our homeland, and our people. This is The Hope by Rick Recht on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
This is the hope. The hope is still real. A Jewish home in Israel. And this is the time. Stand as one, if not now, when? We must be strong, our hearts turn to the east. Yeah, this is the hope that holds us together. Hatifa, the hope that will last forever. This is the hope that holds us together. Hatifa. Thousand years, we pray for freedom, through pain and tears. This is our faith, this is our voice, this is our promise, this is our choice. Our hearts turn to the east. Yeah, this is the hope that holds us together. Hatifa. Forever, this is the hope that holds us together. Hatifa, the hope is still real. Hatifa,
that was The Hope by Rick Recht off of his live album, also titled The Hope. I'm Jacob Spike Krause, and you're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks here on Jewish Rock Radio. Our next tune is titled Ya'aloz Sadai by the Israeli dynamic duo Nava Tehila. The reason I dig this song so much is because it's malleable. It really fits in every situation and every circumstance. I've heard camps sing this beautifully in Friday night tefillot and then rock it out during song session just a few hours later with a totally different vibe, a totally different feeling. a new ruach and a new energy. This is a song that's being sung all around the country at camps that have very different music cultures and maybe, slightly more drastically, very different Hebrew-speaking cultures from one another. It's not often that a song that's totally in Hebrew can find universal success at Jewish summer camps because of those different cultures. Other than the fact that the tune is a banger, I think the main reason it's been so successful is the Hebrew is chewable. It's not incredibly wordy. You can take it in your mouth, chew it up, spit it out. It's accessible for campers of all ages. It's only two lines of Psalm 96. It's a great teaching tool and a super fun song. There's even an ay-ay-ay-ay in it. So I'll invite you to hear for yourself and really groove to this tune. This is Ya'aloz Sadai by Nava Tehila, only on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock. That was Ya'aloz Sadai by Nava Tehila off their 2017 album Havaya. This is Jacob Spike Kraus, and you're listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio. Our next song is One Day by Matis Yahu. It's a song we featured before on this show last summer, which just goes to show how timeless and accessible and loved this piece is. I'm actually hanging here at Camp Louise with Dylan, who told me that One Day is her favorite song at camp. Dylan, would you tell all our listeners what you told me? Why exactly do you love One Day so much?
So hi, my name is Dylan. My favorite song is definitely One Day. because first of all, I just love singing it, and second, it produces like a good message because it says like stop with the violence, stop with hate, and produces a good message to like everybody throughout the world and stuff like that.
Yeah, and when you sing that song at camp with all your friends around you arm in arm, what does it feel like?
It just feels good to know that like everybody like knows to not, you know, hate and stop violence, I guess, and yeah.
This is definitely one of those camp songs that sends a clear message about the world we want to be a part of and how we can help create it. So everyone, this is One Day by Matis Yahu, only on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Sometimes I lay under the moon. I thank God I'm breathing. And I pray, don't take me soon, 'cause I am here for a reason.
Sometimes in my tears I drown, but I never let it get me down. So when negativity surrounds, I know someday.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
Just when you thought Jews couldn't get any cooler,
Jewish Rock Radio,
the official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back, Jewish Rock Radio family. I'm Jacob Spike Krause, and you're still listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature songs and interviews from camp. This week, we're checking out music from Camp Louise in Cascade, Maryland. Our next song is a tune I wrote a few years ago called What Makes You Glow. Now, over the last several years, this song has completely taken on a life of its own. When Rachel, who we spoke to earlier in the show, spoke to me in the off-season, she told me, "You need to come to Camp Louise next summer. I taught What Makes You Glow, and it was a huge hit." So while I was at Camp Louise this Shabbat, we included it at the very end of Shabbat song session, and just as the previous song was ending, it was actually one day, and I could definitely hear Dylan singing at the top of her lungs. I wished all of camp a Shabbat Shalom and jokingly said, "We're done with song session, we're moving on to folk dance, we can leave the space." And as I was saying this, someone changed the lyric slideshow to the first verse of What Makes You Glow. And all of a sudden, there was this volcanic eruption of screaming voices. Everyone was so excited. It was louder than anything I've ever heard before. It was sheer joy and excitement. It's, I can't even begin to describe. It's so incredibly humbling to enter a space that knows your music without you having brought it there in the first place. You know, it's not always super easy to be a visitor in a new community, and I've never felt more welcomed than when I show up to a community like Camp Louise that has already embraced my songs without even knowing who I am. It's humbling, it's a holy feeling, and I am incredibly grateful to have the opportunity to experience moments like that and to sing with these communities. So this is What Makes You Glow by me, only on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Fish swim, birds fly, days do, night sky, rain soaks, sun dries, I call, you reply, I just need to know, just what makes you glow. She'ein lecha, adam she'ein lo shav, ein lecha, davar she'ein lo makom. She'ein lecha, adam she'ein lo shav, ein lecha, davar she'ein lo makom. Ba'ani ma'amin, amin, I really do believe that everybody's got something. She'ein lecha, adam she'ein lo shav, ein lecha, davar she'ein lo makom. Everybody's got something to show.
That was What Makes You Glow by Jacob Spike Krause off of my album Shake Off the Dust. It is me, the very same Jacob Spike Krause, and you are once again listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio, where we feature songs and interviews from camp. Unfortunately, our time is coming to a close, but we have one final tune for you, and it is another banger that came out recently by a powerhouse female Jewish artist. That artist is the insanely talented Alana Arian, and the song is her setting of Hine Matov, how amazing it is for us to be together. This tune was huge all over this summer. Jewish summer camps are really loving that Middle Eastern rhythmic vibe that's happening, that kind of like almost reggaeton, doom ka ka doom ka. And it's those types of songs are really exploding at summer camps all across the country. And they really love that kind of fraggish Middle Eastern flair vibe as well. Alana's tune is singable, it's peppy, it's got call and response, but I think the coolest piece of this tune is that Alana includes both the Hebrew and the Arabic greeting, Shalom Aleichem, Salam Aleikum, peace be unto you. So the song talks about how great it is for us all to be together, and it's powerful that she's adding those traditional Hebrew and Arabic greetings in this context. It's a call for peace and to value our similarities over our differences. If you're looking for new music for your congregation, this song is a quick teach, a quick learn, and a timeless classic. This is Hine Matov by Alana Arian, only on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Hine Matov Umanayim Sheberachim
was Hine Matov by Alana Arian from her new album, A Spark of Light. This is Jacob Spike Krause, and you've been listening to Jewish Camp Rocks on Jewish Rock Radio. That's it for us for today. It was awesome to spend another episode with you sharing the music of Camp Louise. You can stream the last episode of Jewish Camp Rocks and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting www.jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter, and to stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. Until next time, I'm Jacob Spike Krause. We'll see you later, everyone.